Have you man ever seen somebody in the gym where you want their body?
What is this guy saying?
It's funny, but I'm genuinely asking you, like, have you?
Nah.
Now, let's be, like, guys, please, let's be honest.
Be honest.
Have you seen this chatty shit?
No.
I hate this guy.
You think I go to the gym?
Yeah, you have, yes.
Do you remember in uni, there was that Spartacus guy?
Sats BA.
No, not him. There was like a Greek guy.
You got that guy.
Yes, a Greek guy.
Yeah.
Bro, that Greek guy. Sats BA. This guy used to rip his face.
Yeah.
And everyone here wanted his body.
He was topless.
Are you saying you never wanted Sats BA's body?
Huh? But you know what? I don't even know who they're talking about, but you know what fucking me up? He knows his Instagram.
He still wants his body now. He still wants it. Right, let me tell you guys why I'm no longer training with horizontally challenged human beings, yeah?
What does that even mean, bro?
Listen, guys that look like you and shake, don't ask me to train with you, yeah?
You know I'm carrying a little bit extra holiday weight. You know it's going to go. It's going to go.
So I go gym the other day, yeah? And in my gym, I'm rated. The reason that I know I'm rated is because all the Polish men say safe to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, you know, when the Polish man, Lewandowski, Podolski, Anatolian, them, exactly. When they say safe to you, you know you lift heavy. So I go to do a back workout, I go to do a deadlift session.
Okay.
So I walk to the barbell, put on 220 kg plates, and I do a set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While I'm resting, some guy comes and taps on my shoulder. Oh. He's like, let me jump in. And before I can even respond to this guy's already gone to the weight and started lifting it.
Zero gym etiquette.
So I'm thinking to myself, at least wait for me to respond to you or ask me how many more sets I've got.
Yeah, he don't rate you. He don't rate you.
He don't rate me, innit? He don't rate me.
He thinks you're a dickhead. That's what he does.
He thinks I'm a dickhead. But on top of that, I don't even mean to be rude, but this guy looked like the Polish Peter Griffin, yeah. Like, I was shocked that this endomorph, wanted to come train with me. I was shocked.
You're arrogant, man.
I'm not arrogant, but if you saw this guy, bro, you understand. But anyway, I'm rated in the gym, so I thought to myself, you know, let me let him jump in.
He wanted to learn from you.
He wanted to learn from me. Yeah. So he does his set, I then do my next set. Then he goes up to do his second set, but he looks at the bar, then he looks at me, and he's like, weight's no good. Why does this guy...
more weight.
Why does this guy go and grab four plates? I'm not talking about plates of food. We know you could demolish that, yeah? He grabs four 20 kg plates, puts it on one side, grabs another four and puts it on the other side. And there's already weight on this bar. Do the math.
That's 125.
He's lifting plus 200 kg. Yeah. And he does eight reps easy. Yeah, eight reps easy.
What's your one rep max?
Hey, chill. So now it's my turn. Yeah. And usually, I know I can't lift that weight, innit? I know.
We know you can't lift it.
You all know I can't lift the weight. But the problem here is, I'm in the gym peak time, 6 p.m. It's busy. I've got an audience now. Podolski, Lewandowski, they're all watching now.
They stopped what they're doing.
And the deadlift section... The deadlift section is right next to the squat rack section. So all the girls are watching now as well. Now I know I'm in a competition. It's me, the hench guy, AJ, versus him, the fat guy, Andy Ruiz.
And we all know how that ended up.
We know how it ended up. But anyway, I psych myself up. I'm like, you know what? I've got to do this. I start slapping my head. I don't even know what that does, but I just start slapping my head.
Do you get the powder as well?
I get the powder. I start rubbing out my hands. Get the powder. I even start thinking to myself, like, I close my eyes. I'm like, you know what? My mom's had me training from young because she used to have me carrying those, you know, them 20 kg bags of rice? I thought, and they feel like 100 kg in it. So I was like, you know what? I could potentially lift this weight. So I go to the barbell, put my right hand underneath, under grip. Left hand over grip.
Yes.
I start to lift it.
Ah.
The weight starts to come up.
Oh.
I get the weight to knee level.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I just start shaking, bro. I start shaking like that. I'm a piano song. Nika. I just start shaking. I swear that I felt like my spine was going to break. Yeah. I felt like I was in labor about to give birth to quintuplets. Like it was crazy. So I end up just dropping the weight and I just walk off in shame. I just walked off, and I just knew the next time I come gym, Podolski and their man are not saying safe to me. No,
yeah,
man.
They're not passing you the ball. Yeah.
I've lost it. I've lost it. But anyway, I've decided, you know what? I'm strong in chest, so let me just go train chest instead. Yeah. So I go to the chest section. I just rack up plates. I rack up 220 kg plates on the bar, but I don't even warm up. I said, I'm lifting heavy, 100 kg. I rep it out. While I'm resting, I feel another tap on my shoulder.
Oh.
Bro, Fat Boo has returned. Oh. Fat Boo has returned. This guy comes up to me and he's like, let me jump in. Oh. But you know what? I said, you know what? Let me let him jump. I looked at his chest. I analysed him. He doesn't look like he has the facilities to lift the same weight that I can. So I thought, you know what? AJ Ruiz too. And we know what happened then. We do. So I said, let me let him jump in. This guy jumps on. He does about 5 reps of 100. He puts it back on the rack. And he says, weight's no good. This guy grabs 220 kg plates, puts it on each side. And he starts repping it out with his feet in the air.
Oh, that's just sure enough. That doesn't do anything.
He's just taking a piss. Before he even finishes, I just walk off. I said, nah.
You didn't even spot him no more.
I said, this guy's stalking me and he's trying to take the piss out of me now. I said, you know what? I'm not doing weights no more. I'm going to the treadmill section.
Yeah. That one you should win.
Yeah, I should win. We know Rikishi cannot defeat me on the treadmill. We all know that.
Yeah, he takes long to come down the aisle.
Exactly. So I go on the treadmill, I start to increase the speed.
Yeah.
Then I feel another tap on my shoulder.
Oh.
I swear that I switch. I lose it. I turn my head and I said, I'm not doing no trilogy, bro.
Speed no good. Speed.
But it's just some lady, some old lady, yeah, telling me that I've dropped my keys and she just wants to give it back to me.
He lives in your head rent free, man. All you heard was speed no good.
So I start running on the treadmill anyway, and the old lady's running on the treadmill. But in the corner of my eye, I can see the old lady is running on 8 speed, yeah? So I'm increasing my speed to... So I'm increasing my speed to 10, because I said, there's no way this 8 old lady's defeating me. No way Dot is defeating me on the treadmill. There is no way.
No with her arthritis, there's no way. No way.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Okay, this is Pastor Meerkat.
Oh, am I sweating?
You wore a t-shirt on purpose.
On purpose.
Be honest.
On purpose.
I got no goosebumps. Is it cold?
It's cold.
It's freezing.
It's cold. It's cold.
So why is your jacket off?
Huh?
Why is your jacket off? If it's freezing.
Because Tim said I'm overdressed.
Yeah.
So I took it off.
Yeah.
And now I'm
cold.
You've got a lamp
with
him as well.
He's
got heating.
Yeah.
You
man, you got
heating
from the lamp. Yeah.
I can't
teach you
about that.
Hey, don't do that.
This is episode 17. I'm Dej. I'm here with Iman, yeah. Tim, Pedro, Sheikh, Vish. We've got six. We've got Manny in the studio as well. We've got six gym guys in the studio and one.
Hey, don't say six. Seven. Don't say six.
Who's seven?
Manny goes gym, bro.
Manny doesn't go gym.
He does. His gym is downstairs. He's got a gym downstairs. He goes. He does go gym.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So.
I don't go gym.
What do you?
I have a gym.
Yeah, but sometimes you go. Sometimes I call you and you're on the treadmill.
Yeah, that's
just cardio, isn't it?
If you say you go for runs, does that count as gym?
Yeah,
sort of fitness.
I even think you, man, need to stop lifting weights and do some cardio.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
But every single one of you, actually.
I do cardio.
Yeah, but what you guys do, what, 20-minute treadmill?
No.
I don't do treadmill. I cycle.
Go on runs.
I cycle to the gym.
I walk to the gym. It's a 30-minute walk.
What the
Oh. Yeah, walking's calm.
That's not really cardio, though.
It is technically cardio.
I've run like 15 kilometers a week.
What, in football?
In football, yeah.
You're chasing a little stupid ball.
Imagine I'm chasing a stupid ball. Anyway, yeah, we're going to speak about gym. Obviously, Iman told a gym story. We're going to speak about gym. We've spoken about gym quite a few times. We're all gym guys. Mm-hmm.
Some of us.
Some of us are stronger than others. Some of us are a bit weak. Some of us are a bit hench. Some of us are looking a bit slim. What's gym like for you, man? Like, we've been going gym for like 10, 12 years now, and none of us are sexy.
It's hard, you know.
Can I say one thing, yeah? Like, sure. In the WhatsApp group today, Tim put in a video of him doing 9 reps of 100.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
That's embarrassing.
Said, at the start of the year, I need to motivate myself to go to gym more. So the best way I motivate myself...
Competition.
Competition.
You know what?
Basically, when I said that, I was thinking, Ema has to see this. That's what I was
saying. Yeah. That was what? Really for Ema. 9 reps of 100?
Yeah, I thought this is...
And you weigh like 150 kgs.
No, that's how you know Tim's not toxic, yeah, because he did at Ema.
Okay, you weigh like 110 kg.
I need to check. I don't know. I need to check.
That is toxic.
Wait, yeah.
What?
That is toxic. Wait. Dropping something in the group
when it's for one person.
One target is crazy.
You're not saying that it's about them. That's toxic.
That is so toxic.
People convert toxic.
No, but true.
It was like Prison Break, where you know when they went to the Colombian prison or the they went to Sona, you chuck that thing on the floor, and everybody knows that now you two got beef.
That's basically what he did to you, man.
You used to go gym because before I wasn't able to go gym a lot.
Yeah,
you need using me as motivation.
Yeah,
motivation. Just
I could just send you my picture if you want.
Oh my day.
I don't know how you guys are pushing 100. I haven't pushed 100 kg.
Yeah, that's long, man.
It's funny though, because if you go to the gym now, what we push is light. You get these smaller guys, like vicious size, benching 100 easy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about us three is we're strong. So
we
go to do stuff to make us strong, basically. But these men are on. A lot of people now we're in our 30s are on the lighter weights.
Yeah,
like not trying to hurt their bones, sort of thing. Mm. Are you man still trying to get strong?
Nah, I'm just by the way I look now.
Shut up, man.
Eman's
one of those guys in gym that
come on.
That gym is a social thing for him. It's like a shubs for him where he wants to impress people. He wants people to impress him.
I've recently switched gyms, yeah, and the gym I go to, I don't know anyone.
You're one of those guys. You gym hop. He's been to all of them, bro.
He subscribes to
my current gym. I don't know anyone. I just got my headphones in. I go to the gym, do my workout, I go home.
Nah, shut up, man.
How long are you there for?
About an hour.
Yeah, an hour.
Roughly.
Mm. How do you guys train? I do something that Shake taught me, like back and buys, chest and tries, abs.
Okay.
I've changed up a little bit now, so I started doing upper and lower. So I do upper.
Oh, push pull.
Yeah, yeah. So I do upper workouts, then I do the lower workouts the next day. So basically, like legs. And
that's two different things.
That's two different things.
Don't just say yeah if someone's. Yeah.
So if you do upper, do you just do like shoulders?
Yeah, so I do like
and back. He does and back.
Yeah,
back.
So you pull as well.
So upper.
Upper. Yeah, I don't do the. Yeah. I like doing upper and lower because I can do some legs.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like gym buddies? Or do you just go by yourself?
Buddies. That's how I know you're a waste man.
I don't have a gym buddies. That's what I'm asking.
Buddies.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because that's motivation. That helps you get stronger, right? If you
but
go gym with someone.
It can be a distraction, you know?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, having a gym buddy keeps you accountable because it means, obviously, you have to go gym in it.
Yeah.
There's times where you want to just chill at home, but you know that if someone's saying, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
But when you're there...
You'd be
you
talking.
Just be talking.
Yeah.
My dad used to go to gym.
We used to talk bears. We'll be in there for 2 hours, 30 minutes, and we've done like 2 sets.
40 minutes. We'll be there for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you guys started lifting heavy because you went together.
Yeah.
You pretended to lift. You remember that video?
What video?
Where they're bench pressing on the Smith machine.
It wasn't Smith.
But they've got them, you know them things that stop the weight from coming all the way down?
Half reps.
So they said they'll bench it. They're capping.
Sorry, I think the funniest video I've seen of Jim is it's got to be the soup sword. He lifts that 10 kg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the 10 kg.
It's 8 kg, bro.
And he's struggling.
And the man... When you see a man's cheek, that's supposed to be your highest weight.
Excuse me, you can hear Fox in the background. Lightweight.
And he's got 10 kgs underneath. That's next, basically. That's next.
I remember one time I'm in the gym, yeah, and like the PT comes up to me and he's like, do you want? He's a new PT, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been going to the gym for a while and he's like, do you want one-on-one sessions?
I'm looking around. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you can see I know what I'm doing. Yeah. There's people over there that clearly don't know what they're doing. There's people all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Why
you come to me?
I know why he picked you, though, because I've seen you in the gym, and you do some... This guy's doing roly-polies on the mat and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm working my core. You guys don't work core.
You're on the mat for time.
On the mat for time.
And people on the mat are pricks, man. They are pricks.
I'm trying to get flexible. I don't know about you guys. As you get older, you guys don't stretch.
I want to go to one of those Pilates classes actually, where they've got the assisted machines.
Pilates is dead. Reformer Pilates.
Oh, is that what?
Dead.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Have you been?
I just didn't like it for me because it was like, maybe it was a beginner class. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I felt like I wasn't getting stretched enough.
Pause.
Like, for it to be like yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, it wasn't high intensity enough for it to be, like, for me to, like, break a sweat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might as well be at home watching.
Keeping up with the Kardashians or something.
Yeah.
But apparently hot yoga's really good.
Hot yoga. Apparently, have you done it?
No, I've heard good things. I did yoga once, though, bro. I was sweating like I'd been on a treadmill for times.
It must be good.
Yeah. That seemed like a Vish thing. To do.
Yeah, my parents been doing yoga like since I was young.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I've been seeing them. They wake up at like 6 and they start doing this breathing thing and then this cobra thing, like from early. Mm. I don't do that. I ain't got time for that. But
can any of you man do the splits?
No, impossible.
I've crossed my legs.
I think my whole ball back, my ball back will open if I do splits.
I don't understand how man can split. Like, when you break it down, like, what's going on down there? Like,
the balls hit the boom. if you watch some of them videos where they do, you hit it, boom. You hear that, bro? It's crazy. Yeah, we'll never ever be able to do that.
But we all need to start stretching, though. I've lost all my flexibility. You know when you try. Like when I'm trying to do stretches before my workouts, I see some of the girls put the poles behind their back.
Yeah.
And put their hands behind. I can't do that at all.
Can you man touch your toes?
Yeah.
But that's easy though.
Not like stretch like full hand.
I can't.
Bro, like it's getting harder, you know now. That's how you know.
Once a year, like when I'm on my stretching bag, I can do it.
Once a year.
Stretch. Like, for like a couple of weeks and then it's game over.
Yeah. Why do we go gym now?
Happiness, health, healthy lifestyle.
Don't fucking. Because you guys looked at each other and said, "Happiness." Happiness.
Do you know what?
We don't enjoy gym. We don't.
No, only E-man.
I enjoy. I don't enjoy gym. I enjoy the feeling afterwards, knowing that I've gone gym.
I hear that, man. That's exactly it. That's the nail on the head.
Actually, escapism is another reason. So, like, if you've got a busy day and you go gym, you know you can just zone out.
Yeah.
It's a good chance to just, like, listen to podcasts, listen to music.
When do you go? Yeah, I'm going to say, when do you go gym?
No? I try to go early morning.
Early morning?
Yeah, because I like to do everything.
That's commitment, man.
And then come back and shower and then start my day sort of.
Bro, I can't go. I used to go on my lunch break. Bro, if I go during the day, my phone's ringing and then my gym session's ruined. I want to go when. That's why sometimes I'm messaging in the group chat at 6 a.m.
I'm in the gym.
E-man told me he tried to go in the morning, but there was no one there, so he didn't.
He didn't like it.
He needs as many people.
I don't go peak time. The real gym goal is actually go in the morning.
It's
peak time.
That's what I'm saying. That's when you go, bro.
Sunday, no one's there.
Yeah.
Not for E-man.
Yeah. I remember going. I've been gym with both Sheik and E-man. Yeah.
Yeah. And
whose workouts are better? Let's just.
I've got a story about it. So I would go with Sheik. Yeah. Sheik's curriculum is like, it's an all-round curriculum. It's like where it's inclusive. Like we designed this curriculum to be inclusive to all muscles. So I had been going with Sheik for a while and like we had been training. I felt like actually when I'm seeing Sheik, like, you know, when you've played under Mourinho, you think, yeah, this is lit.
Then you
play after under Pep and you're like, actually Mourinho, you had some, there were some problems with your workout. You go to E-man, E-man's just like, yeah, we're lifting heavy.
Oh yeah.
We're lifting heavy on arms.
No, what do you mean heavy on the arms? I don't even work my arms.
We didn't work my arms. We started, we didn't stretch. As soon as we got in, he just chucked the bell, the barber. He's like, yeah, let's do arms. We did arms. Went to do chest, do arms, do chest, do arms, do chest, do arms. That's what he does.
I don't work arms.
Ivan always does arms, bro.
I don't even work arms, honestly, man.
Yeah, you might look like them plates fresh, man. They need to be rusty, man.
Ivan never goes to new gyms.
Do you know what's crazy? Tim is the biggest guy in this group. So I don't know why you guys keep coming for me.
Have you man had more than one gym membership at once before?
That's me currently, man.
Yeah, this was me. Because then like my gym was getting too busy. Yeah? And you know when it's busy that people start doing stupidness on other machines? So like, you're going to use the leg press for leg press. This guy's using it for shrugs.
Oh, yeah. This guy said shrugs with it.
Nah, bro, I hate people like that, bro.
I hate it.
But I hear it, though.
Yeah.
Because you got to be adaptable when it's busy.
When it's that busy. So I had to get a second gym membership in the city. This is when I was in my first job, yeah? And they give you the subsidy. And the subsidy is sweet for them gyms. Okay. And in the city, they're like the Virgin Actives and Nuffield.
Oh, yeah.
They give you, like, nice drinks and towels. Mm. It's a nice experience. Yeah. But then I went to one of the classes even, spin bike.
Oh, okay. Why did you point at me when you said spin bike?
Oh, no, just you got your...
you
into a spin.
So I warm up on spin, and spin is, like, it's casual.
Yeah.
So I go in this class, it's, like, 20 women, one man, I like the mods. I'm on the spin bike here, spinning. And then the instructor's just like, carry on, da 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 da. Next minute he's like, vamos! And all these women start wetting it.
Oh, shit.
Their flywheel thingy's moving bare fast. Yeah, man, it's slow as
that's old, the start of the class. That was you in the pre warm up.
I rolled off and died after the first round, bro. I was hyperventilating. I went back to work.
Do any of you, man, do classes? Like, have you done classes?
I've never done a class.
That one class was
I've done classes.
Actually. Would you have a good classes?
Actually, I did classes with you.
Women, why are they so lit at abs?
Yeah.
The cools are strong.
Yeah.
I went to like, where did I go? One Rebel in Liverpool Street, or Ballsgate Circle, And then like you do a bit of boxing and then you're having to do like ab workout.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, obviously I'm tired. I'm like,
yeah.
And I looked at the left and...
Are their cools naturally stronger than ours?
No, I think they've been going to the classes, isn't it? It's like they
if you try plank, they'll outplank you.
No, not me.
I think it's like a core module for them. Like the way E-man's like chess is a core module for him, like for women, like glutes and abs, core modules.
Yeah.
I think it's natural.
Nah. So do you think your mum could outplank you now?
Oh, come on, man.
Do you think...
What kind of question? She probably could as well, you know.
Do you think that...
She probably could.
Prime could outplank
you. Yeah.
No way.
Have you seen... There's a TikTok going around, where you have to get on your knees and you do this.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
No, you do this. So you're on your knees, you do this, and then you have to put your hands behind your back.
Nah.
Men can't do it, but a lot of women can do it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that video.
And that's all cool.
Wait, say that again.
I need a uterus.
Yeah, so you're on your knees, you lean forward, and you have to put your...
hands on your cheeks.
Is it elbows on the ground, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Is it on the ground? Yeah, your elbows on the ground.
Yeah, it's on the ground.
And then you have to put your hands behind your back like this and see if you stay up.
Oh.
You try to do it now, you'll end up dropping on the floor. But a lot of women can't do it. Try do it.
No. Wait, I'm trying to understand.
No, watch him. Watch what he does.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah, do this.
Yeah.
Come forward a bit more. That's it. Come forward more. Not your whole body.
What kind of episode is this?
Just the top of your body. Come forward,
this.
Yeah, then now put your hands behind your
doggy.
Back. Yeah, your other one. Huh?
Yeah, if it's a chick.
He's got a height.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't work out. Yeah, exactly. I should have got Shake to do it, not this.
You better be the bad.
Yo, it's Manny from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, there's a few guys in the gym, and I've just been watching how they move.
We know you watch how they move. We know. We know. You
come on, chill.
You and Sam.
Chill.
You
chill.
And Sam.
Chill. And then there's this one guy that's always trying to move to girls in the gym. Like, he's always, you know, you got certain sections where it's just mainly girls by that section. Yeah, yeah. But this guy's always there and you just know what he's trying to do. Yeah, you know what he's trying to achieve. And I remember I was by like the Smith machine, your favorite machine. I was there. And there's basically three in a row. There's three Smith machines in a row. And I was talking to these two girls.
I've never seen this.
He's never seen it.
Them machines are expensive.
There's like three in a row. And I remember I was talking to these two girls. And we're just having a normal discussion, yeah, just a chat. Then there was this guy by the Smith machine, and he was this same guy that talks to all the girls by the Smith machine, and he was trying to rep out weights. He was just repping out on the bench press. And he put on some heavy weight. He gets up. Instead of him to come to me and ask me to spot him, he goes up to one of the girls and is like,
he didn't get ready.
Yeah, no, what do you mean didn't rate me? I told you I'm rated in the gym. Don't do that.
Was he Polish?
Black guy.
He thinks you're not going to support the weight.
No, he definitely wanted to move to the girl, but I'm not going to lie to him. I said, no, don't worry, bro, I'll do it for you. Don't worry, man. I just spotted him. But yeah, like this guy, I've got bare of these guys in the gym. Like, bare strange
there's
guys.
There's bears of them, man. Yeah. How do you know if you're rated in the gym?
I know now, because...
Well, you think you're rated?
Why are you smiling?
I think I'm rated, because I think when I'm doing my workouts, they'll tap me and say, oh, can you help me spot? I was like, okay.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
When I ask any Tom, Dick, and Harry to spot me.
People ask me to spot them.
When you've got the headshot, like, there's a ranking in gyms, innit? Like, you just know, innit? Like, when you go to gym, you know the guys that you see consistently, and then the ones that you know are a hench, and the ones are making a progress. So, like, in your mind, you're like, you're psyching out, you're like, yeah, he's the gym don. Like, there's a pecking order.
I don't do that, but I'm hearing you.
Bro,
so if you're lifting heavy weight, do you analyze who you're gonna pick to spot you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you're picking a heavy weight, you don't want to die in it. Like, want to make sure like there's someone that's gonna actually like firm the spot.
Do you get something from going up to like speaking to the henchman, like knowing them and them knowing you?
Nah. I think over time, like when you just, it's like a natural thing, innit? Like if you see someone in the gym like more than two times, three times, like the first time you see them, like you don't really say nothing to them.
Yeah.
The second time you see someone, it's like it's a head nod.
Why though?
But it just happens. It just happens. It's a bond.
The third time you'd be like, yeah, like, we said you're good. Yeah. And next thing you know, like...
You're talking. Yeah.
How are you?
How's the progress going? I can see you're making gains, you know? I'm like, I'm watching them. I'm trying out with the diet, you know? The diet's what...
Have you, man, ever seen somebody in the gym where you want their body?
What is this guy saying?
It's funny, but I'm genuinely asking you, like, have you...
Nah.
Guys, please, let's be honest.
Be honest.
Have you seen...
Shit,
no,
I hate this guy.
Do
you remember in uni, there was that Spartacus guy?
Sats BA.
No, not him. There was like a Greek guy.
You got that guy.
Yes, a Greek guy.
Yeah.
Bro, that Greek guy. Sats BA. This guy used to rip his face.
Yeah.
Everyone here wanted his body.
He was top.
He was top.
Are you saying you never wanted Sats BA's body?
I don't even know who they're talking about, but you know what fucking me up? He knows his Instagram.
He still wants his body now. He still wants it.
Yeah, that was his name, bro.
You're even mad. Tim, have you seen a man in the gym and you'd be like, yo, I would love to have that nigga's body?
Why is it like that?
Would you want to
just
say?
Just answer the question.
You want to see his body?
No, not his body. I see someone with like good arms, like big arms, yeah, not you, man. With big arms.
He said they're tiny.
Okay. If you could take one body part from any man in this group, what would you? If you want to pick a penis, pick a penis.
How do we get here?
If you want one part of somebody's body, what would you take?
I don't know what I want from it. No, I don't.
Imagine, I don't know what I want.
I don't know what I want.
Man, looking through the Argus catalog. Man, slapping the Argus catalog. I don't know what I want.
I would think someone with the best abs, I guess.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That wasn't his question.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't my question.
Who do you think has the best abs then?
Yeah, I think Vish is a good abs.
I think Deji's abs are. This is.
Shut up, man.
Deji's abs are better, but Vish always has abs.
Vish always has abs. Yeah.
Oh, that's unfair.
So you want to take mine over Vish's abs?
It's the abs, I guess.
I wouldn't have answered that question.
why is it abs? Like, why do you want abs?
That's the thing I struggle to get the most.
You remember when you ate one sandwich and then.
Yo, that's another new question. What's the most extreme thing you've done to improve your body?
Yeah, I haven't done anything really extreme.
I remember I was doing ab roller one day, then day off, then ab ripper X the next day.
That's insane, yeah. You know.
And I got up to, I remember when I did 150 ab roller straight away.
Crazy.
I haven't done 150 ab rollers in across a week. I think for me it was Afro Nation 2019. Like,
oh, you were slim,
bro. Yeah. We were all having conversations.
Yeah. That was the ab competition.
It was toxic.
If you didn't have abs, you got to keep a t-shirt.
Because that was our first holiday after Croatia. Croatia picks were slashed. Yeah, so then we set a standard.
You was in good shape for that.
Bro, yeah, that was your best shape.
Yeah, bro. I was going. I remember the last. I was building up. I was doing cardio in the morning.
Yeah.
And then weights at lunch. And I put up the first week 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
20 minutes, 4 days a week cardio. And then the next week, 30 minutes. Bro, the last week here of Afro Nation, an hour on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah, my God.
7 o'clock in the morning.
That's
4 days in a week. Bro, that week, I shredded.
You put in work.
Your motivation's high. Like, you will get
you can do it. You can do anything, can it? Yeah.
I can't do gym twice a day again.
Yeah, that's long. That's too much time.
I remember when I broke up with my ex. that's the biggest motivation you needed. This was after lockdown, and obviously, like, I gained a lot of weight during lockdown.
Yeah.
I broke up with my ex, and then I started going to gym, like, daily. I started running, like, a 5K every day with a target to go and do, like, at least 30 kilometers a week.
Okay.
And then I added crazy. A few man here onto
the
none of these men were consistent with
it. I joined though.
You joined?
I didn't do 1K.
But yeah, I did that for like 3 months and like lost a bag of weight for that.
Did you get abs?
Some men don't have the muscle in their
ability to get abs.
When? No, he did.
When?
This was after uni, so I was doing like Insanity every single day.
Yeah.
I was doing Insanity every day.
Even on the documentary, they say don't do this every day.
it messed up your knees.
The abs were there.
Yeah. It's ingrained in your mind. What's that guy? He would say, "That's my brother."
He used to speak to you.
Some of them words, them phrases.
They're
in
plenty.
Do you know how these men discovered Apropos X? I was doing it in the living room, it's when we were competing for something. Doing something. And then they came in, they're like, Vish is snaking. And everyone started doing it.
Do you know what's mad? Because Vish, I remember he was naturally slim, but he had no abs.
So I
thought Vish cannot get abs. You know when there's some guys that just can't get abs, genetically.
Leave him alone, man.
But then one day, I saw Vish doing all these workouts, doing ab ripper X. What was the other one? Insanity. Then Vish just had abs, solid 8-pack. I was like, what? And all of us started doing it. All of us.
You have to build it.
But when you live together, it's good as well, because you do it together.
I got annoyed when Deji was doing it. Deji would be doing it, then be eating Harry Potter.
I had a picture of where I was eating donuts. They were all walking out in the living room. Like,
and he's like, one more. One time he chucked water on me.
What got you guys into the gym? Like, why did you start going gym?
We started kind of early, like in college.
We had it in college, and then I think when we were around a gym, or it's like when we, I don't know if this would have happened naturally anywhere else, because our college had a gym.
Yeah,
but so. I think we just started seeing, like, you start seeing hench dons that are the same age as you.
Yeah,
and you was hench don, innit?
Remember, Mendes. You're like, are you really the same age as me? Are you really? And then it makes you start thinking, like, yeah, mad insecure. So me, I was bare skinny, so I was like, nah, I need to do something. Like, you need to improve yourself somehow, some way. I think all of us, if it wasn't for gym, we'd all have BBLs. That was the kind of motivation we have. We'll all have BBLs. I spice. We'll have BBLs.
Do you think because we go to gym, we all suffer from body dysmorphia?
Oh, that's a deep one.
No, I don't think so.
I think to an extent.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's like severe, but actually, like to an extent, because you're looking at yourself and you have a perception or image of like how you think.
Yeah,
you want
bruv. My girl can say to me something like, "Ah, oh, you're so sexy," and I haven't been gym for like 2 months. I'm like, "Bruv, don't fucking gaslight me. Don't you dare fucking gaslight me in my own house, bro. I swear, don't you fucking say that, bro. I start getting emotional, bro. Like, if a girl's like, "Oh yeah, you look so nice," shut up, bruv. Like, I haven't got a haircut. Fair, shut up.
You maintain your abs while you don't even.
I don't. Not anymore.
Oh, seriously?
Nah.
Sorry.
I don't. Not anymore. It's faded.
Welcome to the team.
It's faded now.
You are at your best in it. So then you're like, when you're
yeah,
not
like,
at
I'm
level,
like, don't insult me, bro. Like,
yeah.
That makes me think you're lying when I do have abs. You don't find me sexy. Yeah.
It's just lying to her.
Oh my days.
It's just lying.
Yeah. If you could get abs, like you had to do surgery, but it cost like £2. But you could.
What's
had
the
abs.
Risk? What's the risk?
Is there risk? Like, what's the risk?
There's no risk,
bro.
But people know that you did it.
Everyone would do it, though.
It's like Beijing.
I think everyone would do it.
Is that Beijing?
It's so true.
It's true.
Everyone would do it for sure.
Have you man been in a gym? You're struggling weights wise, and then a nice chick will come by, and then you just have energy.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like, that's how you know it's all psychological.
I don't go to gym for ladies, so that doesn't do.
I used to train. There was one time, a couple of times, I trained with my ex. I trained with my ex. That day when I knew I was going, I had a notebook. That was the first time I. I had a notebook on bare workout. I was like, yes, so this is what I normally do. And she's like, oh, you got a notebook. Go on.
I remember one time I go to the, I don't know if you remember, I go to the gym, yeah? And these times, this is when I injured my knee. So I used to have these like bands that I used to use for stretching, innit?
Oh, yeah.
And it was expensive. I think it was like 13 or something pound. Now going to the gym, and then I remember I forgot it at the gym.
Yeah.
So I go home, I come into the gym the next day, and then this white guy has it. And he's using it, and he's like bare hedge. And this year, I remember it was at the beginning of the year, so I said my New Year's resolution is like, I'm not going to keep quiet no more. Like, I'm going
to speak up.
So I remember I texted the guy, and I was like, oh, bro, this guy in the gym has my band. Like, what should I do? Like, he's hench, so I don't even want to be...
Like,
how do I approach this? And then they were just like, bro, like, just go and chat to the guy. I was like, okay, cool. Dude. I have my New Year's resolution, but I'm tomorrow.
Start tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'm going to address it, innit?
Yeah, makes sense.
And then I don't think I saw him again for a while, but in that time, like, I think, like, within a week, I found it. It was actually, my thing was at home.
Yeah.
And then I go to the gym and I see him using one, so I would have just got punched up.
For no reason.
For nothing, bro.
Has anybody ever nearly got into a fight in gym?
That's the scary place I've ever fought.
Nah.
Hey, gyms are keep. It's a peaceful place.
They keep it humble, isn't it? Yeah, even though there's a lot of testosterone.
There's testosterone there. Have you seen drama? Like, not involving yourself.
Oh my days!
I almost died in the gym.
what? Wait, who do we even start with?
Go.
Mine was minor though. Like, this is when I first started, and me and my boy, we worked out, and then we go to the changing rooms, and we see an umbrella. It's raining, innit?
Yeah.
And we didn't bring an umbrella, so we thought someone's left it. We take the umbrella. So we're walking out of the gym, and we hear, yo! I turn around,
one, like, you know the regular gym, bro, it's like the henchest guy in the gym. And then my boy fought on the street, he was like, we saw it in the changing room, we were taking it to Lost and Found. he's like, no, you're good, give it. And then we walked off. Bro, if he didn't think on the spot, we're finished, bro.
Yeah.
I know when he could, that guy had spots on his back. He would have crushed both.
Bro, I remember flipping when I used to go gym in Ilford, yeah. What was it? Der gym, yeah?
Yeah.
And you have the doors, like, so there's no one manning the doors. You have the
rotating.
So, and that gym was, it was like so hood, like. So somebody, a guy is trying to go into the gym and then some hood guy just jumps in behind him into the circle thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the thing just stops. Like, you know, because the thing detects that there's two people in there.
Then
it just doesn't open and they're both just looking at each other. And the guy that's actually got membership, the guy that's got membership is like, who the fuck is this? You're trying to get my membership X, bro. I was looking at it, I was like, yo, this is a slap. And they were in there for time. It was like, if they fight in there, it's going to be so bad. One of them has to die in that booth. One of them has to die. It's like, there's no exit on that booth.
The oxygen's gone.
And you can't even swing a whole punch. You have to punch from here.
Half jab.
I was like, this is going to be the best fight I've ever seen in my whole life. The guy that went into the thing, he was stunned as well that the technology was that good that it stopped.
So he was just like, we're here.
It's either we're both leaving or we're both working out. That was crazy, bro.
I've seen a guy get dragged at the gym by a hood man. So then the hood man's trying to get in. Someone is going out. They come in and then they drag this guy off, like, he's doing bench. They put down the bar, they drag him outside. Make him burn noise, just drag him outside.
That's so scary.
It's like 20 man, like, just, they will take him outside.
Imagine that, you're going to gym, you're thinking, yeah, I'm just going to go and, like, train in it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you must be ready, though. Like, your body must be ready for, like, to fight. Or maybe you're just bare tired.
You've been maxed until failure. Like, yeah. You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I got even sweet. They just dragged.
Quickly, before we wrap up, I got a dilemma for you guys, man.
Go on.
So what would you do if you, this actually happened to me.
Yeah? Okay.
So I had a girl, we broke up because whatever, she wasn't even mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone that I thought was one of my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in this room?
Is he in this podcast?
Is he in this podcast?
He's in the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bengs?
And it wasn't Bengs or Fabian.
Okay.
So he's in this room. They're in this room.
That's crazy.
And I find out that one of my close friends went Westfield with her.
Ooh.
And they bought her a VVS diamond necklace.
He bought her
a VVS diamond necklace for her birthday.
VVS.
Yeah, for
I've got questions.
You're thinking her birthday.
That is wild
not
behavior.
The VVS.
How did you find out about this and when did you find out about it?
I found out like a couple of months later, she told me that he did it. He didn't tell me.
Did he tell you he was taking her out?
No. They were friends.
They had a separate friendship. Okay.
Okay.
So what was his excuse for trying to get with your ex?
There was no excuse. He was just like, we're friends.
Friends.
And that's it. Like, I just bought a gift. But I remember in the group chat, like, I think like a year later, I messaged in the group chat. I was like, yo, I won't say Tim's name, yeah?
I was like,
yo, Tim, yeah? I was like, have you done the thing on my ex? And he responded, bro, here. He said, no, but do you want me to?
That's
Frick?
Wild behavior.
I don't know. I remember that. That wasn't me.
You know what? You don't even. It's a question. If it's a threat.
Yeah, it sounds like a threat. Honestly.
Do you know what's up? Go on, I was gonna say, what's the dilemma then? What's the dilemma, Pedro?
What do you do in that situation, and how do you maneuver that situation, and what should I have done in that situation?
Do you know what it is?
It's because it's Tim. It's a calm situation. I wouldn't do anything about it. I just know he's a bit...
Why do we let him get away with murder?
Wait, why is... This is supposed to be a scenario where you don't mention anyone's names.
I'm not saying it's Tim, but if it was me, yeah... I think they're friends before. You have to analyse what the friendship
friends
was like before.
Were they friends before?
No, they became closer because of me.
They became closer, but they were friends.
They weren't friends before me. No, they weren't friends.
Does anybody in the room that wasn't involved in the scenario want to give clarity on the way the actual scenario played out?
They became friends because of me.
Okay. Oh, you became friends. Okay.
There wasn't a friendship prior.
But did you guys chill privately as well? So would he just chill with her, with his ex, by herself, just you two?
No.
Or was that the first time you linked up?
No.
I got another question.
Yeah?
Does Tim, would you buy gifts to all your friends, or was there...
Of course not.
Bro, I bought this myself.
Let's get it straight. It wasn't a necklace, yeah? It was a bracelet. That makes it worse, mate. I don't really think BVS... But a necklace is crazy. That means you're putting it around their neck. No, that's... that's crazy. So no.
And did you put the bracelet on for her?
Yeah, it looks nice on you, yeah.
No, that's what I didn't do.
He's done it for the front, no, he did it for the front.
Oh, this was great.
That's real, see? That didn't happen.
The next thing is mad intimate.
It's mad intimate. You start breathing on the neck.
Have you ever bought Pedro a gift?
I must have.
Wow. No, you haven't.
He doesn't look like you have.
And he's had 18 birthdays with you in his life.
That's crazy behavior.
Oh, Gucci.
You're moving mad. You're moving mad.
You're moving mad.
I
didn't pick my concept.
Go on. Was it you? I'm just checking.
Baby. That was Africa.
Mm-hmm.
For him, yeah. She would get some ups in it and stuff. So like for Govin's it was her birthday, I think.
Mm.
So she was like, I want a gift. And then what happened was in Westfield. I didn't plan to see her there.
Why did you? Oh.
Oh. What?
It was divine intervention that you had.
Randomly met.
It was coincidence.
So you just bumped into her in Westfield.
Yeah.
And she had been asking for a gift.
Yeah, she asked me.
It was Valentine's Day. You thought.
It was her birthday.
What was the occasion?
If you say it was Lent, I'm gonna switch.
Tim gave me up for Lent.
I think it was the last. I was like, okay, it's a bracelet.
So you went jewelry shopping with my ex. I didn't even know this until
now. Did you feel like any sense of guilt when you did it?
I do now, but back then I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know it was... I you know what? Like, I rate that. I hear that. Like, I've tried to sleep with...
Oh, my day. I don't think he did it with ill intent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't.
But you know the maddest thing is, if any other man did that... It's long. That's the immunity you've got. You can do stuff.
But I know, but I can't do that again, obviously.
No, I think if you did it to me, I wouldn't say nank.
What? Let me warn you. If you do it now, we're all rushing. If you do it now,
we're rushing. You've had your free pass.